Appreciate the Lord blessing us this meeting. Inadequate describes my feeling pretty well. But I know with the Lord, He freely gives us all things. And we go in His strength. I appreciate your prayers tonight, that the Lord would give us something from His Word that would bless our souls. I want to talk a little bit about the free gift tonight and what God intended for us to have in this gift. When I was young, it seemed like when people said it was free, when salvation was free, I said, well, it seems like it cost a lot. Is it really free? When in my youth, it seemed like I gave up a lot to be able to get salvation. And so we hear the scriptures, Isaiah 55:1, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, come drink, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." And I thought, is that really true? Is the gift of salvation truly free? And when we realize our value in what God is giving us, it is very true. We have nothing to offer the Lord tonight. And I want to turn to a scripture in Romans 5:18. The Lord gave me this for Guthrie a couple months ago. So I hope the visitors can have something for it too. I felt like it was for Guthrie. But may the Lord have His way tonight. Romans 5:18. "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life." So we know by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. That's talking about Adam. Through Adam, we all fell from that we had, and we all came under condemnation. We were born into this. We had nothing to offer God. And by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men. Adam did it in one setting, and yet Jesus did it in one. And we think of the power of Jesus and His gift that He gave us. And I want to think about tonight our worth compared to what Jesus did for us. And we'll truly see that it is a free gift, and it is very freeing. In John 15:5, it says, "I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." Galatians 6:3. "For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." And then in Luke 7:42, I want to just give a couple scriptures to lay a foundation here. Luke 7:42. We'll start here in the 41st verse. "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other owed 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. And Jesus asked the man, the Pharisee there, 'Tell me, which of them will love me most?' And Simon answered, 'I suppose he to whom he forgave most.' And he said, 'Thou hast rightly judged.'" But both of these men, the one that owed 500 or the one that owed 50, they both had nothing to pay.
Right.
We have nothing to pay tonight. We have nothing in ourselves to say, "I'm giving up a whole lot to serve God." It's like a corn of wheat. Jesus talked about the corn of wheat. And that corn, that kernel will just stay a kernel. And it'll say, I have a lot to give up. I have to get down in the ground. I have to let the water come over me, the dirt come on me. I have to start rotting before I live. That's giving up a lot. I've got to lose all of my outward appearance and my skin to be able to have the Lord live. I don't know if I want to do that. But what do you think that kernel is going to do on its own? It has nothing. It has nothing in itself to start giving itself life. And that's so much like we are tonight, without the Lord, without giving Him our lives. And so when we view our lives in eternal perspective of saying, God, all the money I have, any fame I have in this world, any physical abilities, any mental abilities, they're nothing. That I don't have the heavenly currency it takes to buy salvation.
That's right.
And when we recognize that there is nothing in of ourselves that we have to give God, where we can come before Him and say, I'm giving up a lot to serve You. It is our privilege to serve the Lord tonight. And it is His free gift. In eternal weight, He left heaven for this free gift to give it to us. He gave us the money. We didn't have the currency it took to buy salvation. And Jesus freely gives us all things to enjoy. It's not to suffer. It's not to say, I'm leaving a lot behind and this is a cross. But it is a wonderful privilege to accept the free gift that God has for us today. There's a story, I'm sure a lot of us have read it, from Lessons from a Sheepdog by Philip Keller. He wrote this book. He had a sheep ranch on Vancouver Island, or up there near the Puget Sound in Washington, and he saw this ad in the paper for a dog, a collie dog, and the lady said, come get it. Just come take it from me. It has no value. And this dog he got there, it was chained, and it hadn't been combed. It wasn't cared for. It was distrusting. It didn't want this owner to come get him, even though he had life. He had purpose for this dog. The dog didn't understand it. And the dog didn't have any ability of itself to try to free itself. It was in chains. And it's a beautiful story. I'd encourage you to read the book. He took that dog and he let it go. It had its freedom. It had the freedom that it thought it wanted. He let it off the chain. He let it out of the car and it took off across the fields and into the brush. And for days he tried to find that dog, to call it. It wouldn't come. He left food up on a rock outcropping, and before too long he found that the food was gone. And so every day he would put it up there, and it was weeks, maybe months, that he worked with this dog. And this dog had the freedom to go wherever it wanted to go. It had the freedom just to roam, to just do whatever. You know, we were down there at the homeless camps. Those people have freedom. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything they want to do. They are just free. But are they free? They're in bondage. And this dog was in bondage even though it thought it was getting away from this master. And one evening, he was admiring the sunset, and he felt this dog come up and touch his hand. And the dog was being vulnerable, but yet the dog recognized, you know what, this is not very much of a life for me. And the dog came and was subject to his master. And the dog realized that this man had so much love for him that no matter what he asked him to do, it was out of love. And the dog had a heart of devotion for the man to the point where he could send him anywhere and he would retrieve the sheep and do anything. This is just a beautiful example of how the Lord wants us to realize our value without Him is worthless. And our value with Him is everything. It is our purpose. It is our fulfillment. It is our victory. And it is our peace. We see people in the world trying to find it, trying to be free, trying to be led by what other people think, by pressures of the world. And we see them going year after year just miserable in this condition, not wanting to put themselves under the Lord, thinking it costs too much. And the Lord is just trying. It says, by the goodness of God, the Lord leads men to repentance. He tries little bits here and there to try to show men, I just want to show you how much I love you. Look at creation. Look at what I'm doing. And the course of sin is very hard for people. They're distrusting. But yet, the Lord is still there. There was a woman that was very distrusting in the Bible, and I'm sure she had many reasons to be distrusting, but it was in John 4 and 11, the woman at the well. And we don't have to read the whole story tonight, but this woman was a very needy woman, and she thought she had things figured out. She was looking in all the wrong places for fulfillment and for peace. She was doing it through the fleshly desires of lust. She was coming out to get some water at the well. And Jesus asked her for a drink of water, didn't he? And she said, sir, you have nothing to draw with. Let's see, that's the 11th verse. Let's read that. Well, let's read the 7th verse. There comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, the free gift of God, that I just want to give you today. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Who had nothing to draw with? She did. She didn't have anything to draw with. She told Jesus, you don't have anything to draw with. She had no idea what she was talking about. You know, when we hold back from God and we tell God, I know my course a little bit better than you do. I think I can find a little more happiness than you can. You know what? It's like this woman at the well telling Jesus, you don't have anything to draw with to give me living water. And she was so wrong, wasn't she? She had the pitcher. She thought she was the one on top that had the ability to quench the thirst. And Jesus, if he can make a fish out of a stone and all these things, surely he could have got some water if he wanted some water. But this woman had no currency, no ability to get this living water. And he said, woman, if you just knew the gift of God, if we just realize the gift of God that was available to us, what kind of hesitancies that we have now would just fade. Yes. I think this whole world, the things that draw us, the temptations we have, the lust for trying to make money and trying to protect our, all these things, they would just fade. Because we see the gift of God, the ability that He has to give us all things freely. And so, the free gift tonight, we have no value outside of that. A bushel of corn, I don't know what it costs right now, but it's probably just maybe $6 to $10. Usually that's the range. So you just think of a kernel of corn, it has a very insignificant value. But when that is planted, it does produce something. If it's just eaten, the early pioneers or the pilgrims, when they came, they were on a ration of 3 kernels a day for a while, and that's why they were starving. There's not much value in just a kernel by itself, is it? But when we let the Lord have it and plant us where He wants to plant us, we'll bring forth fruit abundantly. So I want to shift just a little bit. The free gift is very freeing. We can try a long time to try to make our lives better, to try to do better, to make resolutions, and all these things. But if we just accept what God has for us and die to ourselves completely, it's what we've been hearing about the whole meeting. I'm not talking about anything new tonight. Jesus told the disciples in John 8 and 31, "Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." When we accept the gift that God has given us, we'll know the truth. It'll free us. It'll remove those chains from us. It'll remove those things that we thought were good and were actually inhibiting His ability to make His purpose known in our lives and to make His purpose known to others. So how do we get there tonight? Jesus said, going on down here, He said, "The truth shall make you free." And the Pharisees answered Him. They answered Him, said, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Praise God tonight. We are free tonight through the power of the blood of Jesus. We don't have to be holding to these things anymore. We don't have to hold on to the things that we think are just so hard. The things that are so hard to give up. We can let go of those things. If our right hand offends us, cut it off. Maybe that's the thing that's holding us from accepting this free gift, from being completely free. Lord, help us to know how to find that. There's a story back in the Persian era. It was one of Cyrus's servants, and he was so convinced that he was able to control his own destiny that he wrote about it. He was strong in himself. He was able. And Cyrus put this man in a charge. And the man said, "I can do this. And I don't have any problems doing this." And it was in an area of temptation. And he wrote after he failed. He said, I have two souls. How can I want to do evil and do good at the same time? How can this control me when I want to do the opposite so bad? Do you know, we don't have to live like that at all. We can accept the free gift. We can realize that no matter what self-help ideas we have, they are not good enough. They are not compared to the grace of God that teaches us to deny ourselves, to live wholly before Him, and to give Him our all. That sounds a lot like the experience Paul wrote about, doesn't it? Paul wrote about that experience when he was in sin, didn't he? And he finally just said, oh, wretched man, who can deliver me from this body of death? There is a deliverer tonight. There is an antidote tonight. And it's God, it's Jesus, the righteous, who gave Himself for us. And he said, Paul, after he said that, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. We don't have to live to the flesh. The next verse says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Tonight, we have the ability to claim this. It is our gift. It is our right from heaven. It is our currency to buy us a ticket to heaven, if you want to call it that. It's God's ability to do that, and it's His grace that we rely on when we give ourselves completely to Him. I had just a couple other scriptures tonight. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Just to drive home a little bit more, the things that God gave us, freely gave us. They are our benefit tonight. We don't have to doubt. We can claim them tonight. And one more in Psalm. Psalm 116, 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Let me read that verse above there. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? What will I do? How can I repay God for this free gift? We can't repay Him, but we can take the cup of salvation, we can accept it, and we'll call upon the name of the Lord, and He'll change our lives. We can repent and ask Him into our hearts tonight. One more wonderful scripture here in Revelation 21 and 6. And He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Jesus Himself said that it is done. He did the work. He completed it. He said, I will give him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. That water that woman needed so bad, it's right here. We have a full supply freely. It's given to us. I don't know who this message is for tonight, but I just want us to all be encouraged to not look at ourselves. We don't have anything to offer. Even when we're saved, our flesh doesn't have anything to offer God. But when we let Him work through us, we have a purpose so much greater than ourselves. So it is just beautiful to see a life given to God and see what He can do through it. You'll never guess what the Lord has in store for us when we give ourselves to Him. And we can't chart it, but He can chart it for us. And He gives us these things All this grace is free as the air we breathe. Brother Marvin talked about that grace. It is our free gift tonight. It does take dying to ourselves, but that doesn't even compare to what we have. And dying to ourselves, we had nothing in ourselves to pay for it anyway. So it is completely free tonight, and it is very freeing to live a life of a Christian. You pray for me.